It is Mind Food Monday, the June edition of Mind Food Magazine, and I welcome the newest member of the Mind Food family to the show, clinical psychologist Dr. Emily O'Leary. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Nikki. How are you going today?
Oh, I'm really good. Now, we talked about work and how that identifies you as a person last month. This month, your article is actually about trust, which is a big topic of conversation.
Isn't it, Hugh?
Oh, yes. First question for you. At what developmental age do we actually work out, Emily, what trust is?
Look, loads of theories around when that kind of occurs, but probably the most accepted one is Erikson's sort of psychosocial developments, which basically says in the first couple of years, that's when our young kids and babies basically learn to trust and learn whether their emotional and physical needs are going to be met by, you know, their caregivers.
Okay, would it be fair to say that there is a direct link or correlation between kids that have issues with parenting or upbringing and how readily they can trust as adults?
Yeah, look, I think there are correlations. I mean, there's a number of factors, you know, to take in place. Like, you know, one instance when you don't respond to your child does not mean that their trust is going to be so broken that it's not going to, you know, be able to be repaired. It's more that if a young person or child has that trust continuously broken, that's going to set the stage for later. But what's really interesting is also, you know, human beings have a great capacity to bounce back as well. So, you know, whilst this can occur and it does set the stage for difficulties trusting, there are also a number of people that bounce back and are resilient to a number of these sort of like betrayals.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you, because I know some people that just throw themselves back into the fray wholeheartedly after being hurt over and over again. And then you get people like me who will retreat, be hurt, and find it very difficult to forgive because it felt so bad to be hurt. So, you know, can you teach yourself to trust more readily?
Look, it can. I mean, some people will innately just have that ability to bounce back. There's a number of factors that contribute to it psychologically, but also, like, genetically, there are certain people that do have more of a resilient, perhaps, temperament. But you can teach yourself to bounce back. It really depends on a number of factors. One of them is the amount of social support you have around you at the time of that betrayal, but also your mindset and how you perceive yourself and those types of things. There's a lot of sort of psychological factors that come into play that help whether you're going to get over that kind of betrayal or whether you're going to remain stuck. Okay. And I think by and large, a lot of people kind of hang in the middle. Sometimes they have a bit of a freeze response and then move on. But it just kind of depends really on your personality as well.
So what are some of the things that you need to do yourself that you think would be helpful to try and teach you to handle or trust a little more readily? Are there any sort of key things you can do, sort of short of surrounding yourself by better people in a social circle?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think, you know, those personal factors that you can kind of reflect on and look at, like, you know, often we see people, whether it's in intimate relationships or friendships, and they just gravitate towards the same toxic kind of relationships. And a big thing when it comes to trust is actually reflection. You know, I often see, in therapy and those types of things, people playing out the same pattern. So one is reflection, like, are you gravitating towards the same people that continuously let you down? You know, actually looking for patterns in this. So becoming your own therapist in that way. And then second is also, you know, doing a little bit of a trial and error kind of scenario. There will be times where you go out and you try and trust that other person again, but, you know, it may or may not work, and it's still having that ability to go out there to challenge some of your own beliefs and give it another go. So there's a number of sort of things that come into play. But Gottman, which is sort of the you know, godfather of relationships, would say a lot of the time you look for sliding door moments, which is little kind of incidences where you can connect with someone. And actually, this is particularly important if you're trying to mend a broken relationship. You know, try and look for those things where you will be connected and will be able to address the betrayal.
Brilliant. Well, the article is called Winning the Bet. It's in the June edition of Mind Food Magazine. I love speaking with you, Emily. I could talk for ages. Dr. Emily O'Leary, clinical psychologist and regular contributor on Mind Food Magazine. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nikki.